This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the desire to work for the nation and contribute something new becomes a powerful source of motivation. He made the remarks while interacting with the team of India's first bullet train project after reviewing the progress of the project at Surat in Gujarat. The Prime Minister asked about adherence to speed and timetable targets. Workers informed him that the project was moving ahead smoothly and without difficulties.
आपको क्या लगता है स्पीड ठीक है आप लोगों ने जो तय किया था उस टाइम टेबल से चल रहे हैं कि आप लोगों को कुछ दिक्कत हो रही है
नहीं सर कोई दिक्कत नहीं है
देखिए जब तक मन में ये भाव नहीं आता मैं मेरे देश के लिए काम कर रहा हूं मैं देश को एक नई चीज दे रहा हूं जिसने पहला स्पेस सैटेलाइट छोड़ा होगा उसको लगता होगा ना और आज सैकड़ों सैटेलाइट जा रहे हैं
ये जो आपके अनुभव है अगर वो रिकॉर्डेड होंगे एक ब्लू बुक की तरह तैयार होते हैं तो देश में हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में बुलेट ट्रेन की दिशा में जाने वाले हैं अगर इस प्रकार का कोई रिकॉर्ड आप मेंटेन करते हैं भविष्य में स्टूडेंट्स के लिए भी काम आ सकता है
जिंदगी यही खपा देंगे देश को कुछ देके जाएंगे
यूनियन रेलवेज मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव वॉज ऑल्सो प्रेजेंट ड्यूरिंग द विजिट Political activity in Bihar has gathered momentum amid the ongoing efforts to form a new NDA-led government. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. Several senior NDA leaders, including senior BJP leader and Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha RLM President Upendra Kushwaha met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today and held discussions on forming the next government. Meetings of the legislature parties of the NDA's constituent parties are being held in the state today. Senior leader Praful Kumar Majhi was elected as the legislature party leader of the Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular today. The BJP legislature party meeting is expected to be held tomorrow. Once all constituent parties of the NDA elect their legislature party leaders, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected NDA MLAs will be convened to choose the new leader of the NDA legislature party. Following this, the alliance will submit its claim to form the government, along with letters of support from the MLAs to the governor. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information took part in the National Press Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Press plays a very important role in the country's democracy." He congratulated all the media fraternity on the occasion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today underscored the media's vital role in highlighting the nation's positive developments to inspire optimism among the youth. The Vice President was speaking at the Manorama Newsmaker Award ceremony in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan presented the Manorama Newsmaker Award to Union Minister of State for Tourism and Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falaha University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them as part of its probe into the white-collar terror module that was busted last week. Indian shooters made a strong start in the 2025 Deaflympics with Dhanush Srikanth winning the gold medal in the men's air rifle event in Tokyo and setting a world record today. He successfully defended his title from the last edition and shot 252.2 in the final to edge past his compatriot Mohammad Vania, who settled for a silver medal with a score of 250.1. In the women's air rifle event, Mahit Sandhu won silver and Komal Waghmare clinched bronze, giving another double podium finish for India. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated host India by 30 runs in the first test of the two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Chasing target of 124 runs set by South Africa, India were all out for 93 runs in their second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.